Hi guys, welcome back to Delusional Diaries podcast. I'm Hallie.
And I'm Jazz. It's so fucking early.
And it's very early in the morning. I just came from the gym. Please ignore. I don't think I look good right now. I have a hair mask in my hair that's like slicking my hair back. I'm going to wash it today. So
yeah, one of the reasons people were asking like why we're even recording from home in the first place. One of the reasons is it's just hard to coordinate. Like our schedules are so last minute with stuff. Mm-hmm. In the studio, we had to book like weeks in advance, and if you cancel, like there's a fee and you can't reschedule or like get in. So like we had random stuff happening this week and we're trying to get ahead, so like we're recording really early in the morning, and we can do that because we have the studio in the apartment.
Today we're going to be talking about Hinge. Jazz and I used to literally every single
like, it was sickening
for months, and when obviously when we were both single like a year ago. Not that I'm not single now, but unfortunately.
When we were single at the same time.
Yeah. We would just call each other every night on FaceTime and we would screen share.
It would take turns screen sharing.
Yeah. Thank God Apple added that feature, seriously. But we would just share our screens back and forth and we would swipe through Hinge and we'd both just like laugh at prompts, laughed at profiles, like the voice
play memos. The audio ones, yeah,
so fucking funny. And we'd be like, oh, or then we'd be like, what should I message this guy if we like match with somebody? And it was just like we played Hinge like it was like a game.
It was literally like just back and forth until like we'd fall asleep. It literally was actually horrible. And we'd sit in the phone on like silence as like message guys back and forth until there was something funny to talk about.
Yeah,
it was just like, and then also I feel like we were obviously on it so long, and I would like take breaks from like being on it. Then we'd come back like, it's him again, or like whatever it was.
Yeah, we'd be like, we'd get to a point where we'd be swiping through and it's like, actually we'd swipe for probably an hour and there'd not be a single attractive man. And we'd be like, all right, we got to delete and start over. And we'd like delete the whole profile, start over. It was just like such a thing.
And every night we'd be like, okay, like I'm doing five more swipes and I'm actually so fucking done with this app. It was never five swipes. Like we'd talk on the phone for like at least another hour, hour and a half with swiping through at least like 30 more times.
Yeah, I can't even believe there's that many foul men in New York City. That's what shocks
me. The thing is, like, we were like, it has to get better. Like, there has to be a diamond in the rough. No.
Nope. Anyway, yeah. So today we're going to do a whole episode dedicated to Hinge. Obviously, I've been back on Hinge.
And just like dating apps in general.
Yeah. I'm back on my Hinge shit, kind of. I'm not taking it as seriously. Like, I'm not doing what I used to. Like, I'll go on Hinge for like 10 minutes a night, maybe, and just check.
When you first got back on Hinge, though, I was like, hey, like you can still screen share, like because I'm so fascinated and interested. No,
you have the best fucking case scenario because you are happy in a relationship, like all good. But then it's like you still get to experience the Hinge funniness through me, but hilarious. Not have the tragedy.
Yeah, but I mean, I enjoy seeing stuff, and it was always so funny when you got back on, like at the beginning, like you could send me screenshots of like guys I used to go out with that were still on Hinge.
All the guys, I'm not kidding. Jazz hooked up with this one guy from Hinge one time. I probably have from every time I delete it, he's one of the first people that pops back up. I have probably in my camera roll at minimum 15 screenshots of this man. Because 100%. Every time I see him again, I go LOL jump scare and I like send it to her and it's like, we have to be done. But that guy did suck.
Dick. Yeah, he did. He liked, my, I had blinders on. He was like,
so, well, you went on a first date with him and it was fine.
I went on a couple dates. It was fine. Oh, you went on a couple? We had a good time, yeah.
Okay.
I met his friends. Like, we were vibing.
But he wasn't giving you red flags till after.
Yeah, till after.
Yeah. Okay,
which
Frank,
happens.
Frank, it is I love is. You. You're driving me crazy.
Come here, bud.
Just come here. Sit.
Come on. Come here. Come here, buddy. Good boy. Good boy.
Oh. Anyway.
Sorry, my mother.
So today I have compiled a couple different albums of screenshots. One is prompts that I have seen. Obviously, also, I just want to make something clear. We're obviously not going to be talking about anybody's looks. This is just strictly like prompt based. But I have compiled like either messages guys have sent me, just all of my Hinge screenshots into one album. So we're going to talk about that. Then we asked you guys on the Instagram story for your worst prompts that you've seen on Hinge. And a lot of you came through and you like sent the actual screenshots of the prompt. Like this one girl, she been through it. She must have her own album on her camera roll because she sent probably 15 screenshots of like the actual prompts. I'm like, how do you have all these? Like, it's just funny. Anyway. So we have like your guys' bad prompts that you've seen. And then we also have your good prompts, like that like the best ones too. I guess it's up for some of them that I screenshotted are up for interpretation. I guess we can decide if we think they're good or bad, like if we would be like, that's a red flag or not. And then finally, we asked for you guys to tell us your best prompt on your Hinge, like whatever you think like pulls or gets a lot of responses or whatever. So we're going to go through all of those right now. Let's start with my Hinge. Unfortunately, Jazz can't contribute, but you can react.
I'm trying to think. I was just thinking about this while you're talking. I was like, I don't know if I deleted my account or just deleted the app.
I definitely deleted when I deleted my Hinge when I was getting into my relationship. I deleted the whole account. I think you'd be like inactive. Like, there's no way your account still exists and is shown to people. Go check.
I'm checking. Go ahead, though. I'm purely just curious. Obviously, I'm.
Okay. First, this man messages me. Like, I haven't even matched him or anything. Like, we have not matched. He just messages me as, like, his like to me. And he goes, hey, Hallie, I don't do Hinge small talk, but you're stunning and seem like a straight shooter. Would you be down to grab coffee at Irving Farm 3 p.m. on Friday? I was just a little taken aback by that because I was like, oh, wow, I feel like that's a lot to not even get a match and, like, set the date, like, time and place. Like, that's a lot.
And you did it at my birthday and played dinner. Time and place.
Like, would you respond to that and be like, oh, period. Let me meet you at Irving Farm 3 p.m. on Friday. Also, 3 p.m. on Friday is a weird fucking time.
It totally is. I do like the initiative. I like the directness. Although, like, if they were hot, absolutely.
I like initiative and direction. Like, if you like, hey, would you want to grab drinks this weekend? And you're like, yeah, I'm free Friday. And they're like, okay, let's go here at this time. Okay, great. That's a normal conversation.
That's ideal.
But I think, like, one, sir, do you not have a job? Like, 3 p.m. on Friday? Maybe he gets off early on Fridays. I don't know. Maybe he works from home. Maybe he's an entrepreneur. I'm not here to question that. But I just think that's a little bit odd. And just, I didn't even like him back yet. And he's setting a date.
Maybe he knows what he wants.
Yeah. Okay. This is also not, these are all just my screenshots from Hinge. I think this is odd. Hinge added this as, like, a newer feature. I think it was on the app when you were on. But basically, you can put, like, if you're looking for a long-term relationship, a short-term relationship, you could whatever. That. And so, like, this man, like, put, like, just for example, he goes, long-term relationship, open to short. Looking for a partner, not opposed to flings, hookups, or friends with benefits. And it's just so odd because it's, like, why do you... I guess, like, if you're literally just looking to fuck somebody, then I guess you could put, like...
My account's still active.
It is?
It's not, I mean, it's like pause. It was pause. I never deleted the account though, apparently.
I think you can go ahead and hit delete, but.
No, yeah, obvious. I wasn't saying like that. I meant like I can see my messages.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh my God.
Trauma.
Triggered.
Yeah, be lucky.
So, this is so long ago.
Mine was fully deleted, thank God. I just was like, I just remade an account, obviously.
Yeah.
But I just think it's really odd to put what you're looking for in a relationship. I guess, like, I don't know.
I think it's weird to put anything other than, like, a relationship. Because I'm like, you're on an app that's, like, to find relationships that's, like, designed to be deleted. So, like, it's like, okay, like, that's kind of assumed, I feel like.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're putting, like, I'm here to hook up, but then you're messaging people to go out. Okay, like, why are we messaging to go out? Why aren't you messaging to hook up?
Yeah, it's just...
like, you can't have both.
It's just making me laugh, too. Like, long-term relationship, but I'm open to flings, hookups, and friends with benefits. It's like, so you're literally open for anything. That's kind of all should be assumed, because I feel like you go out with the intention, like, I'm looking to date this person. But then it's like, okay, maybe we're not going to date. Like, you realize that. And then you both maybe are on that vibe and you're like, oh, but we can hook up. And then it turns into a friends with benefits. I feel like it's just a natural progression of things. You don't need to, like, state on Hinge. Like, I don't know.
I'm like, state that in person. I don't know. I don't like the stating on the app.
I guess, like, it is a little helpful, because if you think somebody's really normal and you're like, oh, period. And then you look and it's like short-term relationship. Then I'd kind of be like, okay, so he just wants to fuck. And, like, maybe I just do too, but I would rather figure that out in person and not, like, yeah, go into it with just that. And so then I would, like, X the person. So it kind of helps you wean them out.
That's true. I can see that.
This man's whole profile. He was in my standout. Standout is supposed to be, like, the top of the top. Like, you are the number one, like, contestants. Like, you have to send them a rose, and you have to pick out of all those people to send a rose, right? This man was in my fucking standouts. Like, Hinge really thought. Anyway, these are all three of his prompts. I'll read all three of them, and then we can talk about it. Dating me is like dating a mentally ill person. Next one. Together we could have good sex. Final one. Don't hate me if I want to text you on here for a few days before I give you my number.
I hate this man.
I'm like, all three of those were just odd to me. Like, not like the combination of all of those. I'm like, there's not one that I think, one, dating a mentally ill person, like, haha, kind of funny. But also, I don't know if you should be like bragging about that. I don't think that's
funny at all.
Like, I mean, I don't know. I feel like he's trying to go for like that Pete Davidson, like, kind of humor, but it's like not hitting, you know?
Yeah, it's not hitting for me.
And then I think also that we could have good sex is like, okay, but I don't know if you need to say that. Like, I talk about sex on the internet. I'm not one to judge, but I think that's a little weird.
I think the whole profile is shit. Yeah. I would never swipe right.
And then the one that got me is like, I have to text you on here for a few days before I give you my number. Like, he's some A-list celebrity. I'll give
my number to anybody. Like, it's called the block button.
Literally. And I don't know. I just think that's kind of weird. I also personally am not, I don't like to text somebody before going out with them. Like, I literally just want to be like, okay, time and place. Like, your Hinge profile looks kind of normal. Let's go. I'm not going to sit there and go back and forth with you and have small talk over text. Like, that's my biggest nightmare.
If you do all the small talk, what are you going to talk about on the date?
Yeah, we're just like, I just hate the texting small talk. How was your day? Good. How was yours?
Well,
good.
Let me clarify. In my past life, I like small talk. Not like small talk, but I like to like check in and text after a date. Like,
sure.
And like through the week until we see each other again. I'm not 24/7, but like a little back and forth here and there is like good for me. But I don't want to do that prior to meeting you. Because then it's like I'm not even interested anymore because like we have like a conversation, but I'm not invested yet.
I agree. A little check in after a date or something is fine because you like if you like go out on a Tuesday, right, and then you're not going to see them again till Sunday, then it's like, okay, I would want maybe on Thursday, Friday, like a hey, how's the start of your weekend or something like that, just to like continue a conversation so it's not just we talk Tuesday, we talk Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on the person because like I like to like I would want to talk like the next daily? not I don't mean like back and forth all day, but like, I don't want to not hear from you for 2 days.
Okay.
But that's like my personality.
Okay.
And that's like why I always said, like, even back on our old episodes, like we would never, like we have the same type, like looks wise to a certain extent, but we would never vibe with the same personality type because like you wouldn't want to talk during like.
No, I wouldn't want
to. Like, and I'd be like, you hate me.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think that necessary. I guess I also, maybe this is bad, but I go into everything thinking like, okay, he hates me. And it's like, if they text me, then I'm like, oh, period. Like, I don't have like a, I don't know.
Yeah, and if somebody was
texting me every day, I'd be like, you're fucking annoying, like, stop. I'd be like, you're obsessed, and that would bother me. I need like a balance of like every 2 days or so.
And that's why I always like, well, I always say there's no rules to dating because it's really just like a situation to person type of thing.
Yeah. Next, this gets me every time. You should leave a comment if you want to grab a drink with a friendly British guy. It's like the guys that the fucking British guys on Hinge have to make it so known. It's always like, or like any just like guy that's not from the US is like, I have an accent. It's like, why? Like, I think they can pull.
They always use an audio prompt.
Yes. Audio prompts are big too. But it's just like they have to let you know in some way, like, I have an accent. Like, and it's just odd to me because I think they think like, oh, this is so sexy, I'm going to pull a girl with this. And like, I guess it's kind of good because like I would be a little taken aback, not in a bad way, just kind of startled if like I was fully expecting to go out with somebody like from the US and then I just like heard them talking. I was like, oh, whoa, fuck, that was not what I was expecting. It wouldn't be bad. I just would be like surprised.
Yeah.
So I guess it's like you eliminate that element of surprise. But at the same time, I think it's, I don't know.
I just don't like the audio prompts.
I mean, me neither.
I mean, like, you can, I don't know.
There's very few that I think are funny. Like, people were doing that trend for a little bit where it's like an audio prompt and it's like, whoa, whoa. And then they got like hit by the car and that.
So overdone.
It was funny when the first person did it. But it's like now it's like you just don't have your own sense of humor. You're just stealing a joke from somebody. It's not funny.
Yeah.
This one just sent me. I was like, this is honestly a profile I feel like Jazz would make if she was really high. Like, these prompts. Okay. Ready? All three are his. I go crazy for money. A life goal of mine? Success. I'm convinced that Jesus is king.
What?
Like, if you were high, I just feel like if you were really high and you're making a profile, you're somebody's like, make a profile, and you're like, fuck, okay, like whatever, and you're throwing it up, I feel like I go crazy for money. I want success.
The money is funny. The success just cringes me. Actually, I have my profile. I can tell you what mine is. Do you want to know mine is?
Sure.
I won't shut up about the time I was on The Price is Right.
Okay.
That got a lot of responses.
That's good.
My greatest strength, ordering DoorDash. Or the same type of weird if you look up the menu in advance.
Okay.
That's me.
I like all of those. My only critique.
These are my pictures.
Wait, that's funny. Us. It's just so many photos of us.
There's two pictures.
There's three. Or wait, there was there two?
There's two.
Okay, okay. I guess I have two of you on mine.
I'm just like showing that I have a friend.
No, no, no. I agree. I think I have two of you on mine.
I just want that one guy that has Hallie Kate in his profile to find me.
Oh my God. I just think that my only critique to yours, which it's not even like whatever, would be I feel like there's not too many, like I feel like it's a little bit hard to like start a conversation off of something. I guess not.
I never had any issues.
Okay.
I mean, people would reply like with the menu thing, like what about this menu, and send like a place to look at the menu.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Or they would say they always wanted to see The Price is Right, or would ask what I won.
The Price is Right one is good. The other two
and
are just, they're not bad by any means, but I was, because I was thinking about this, that's what I was going to get into later, is like I almost want to change my prompts on mine, because some the girls that submitted what they have, some of them I was like, oh wait, fuck, that's really good, because it was like a very good conversation starter where it's like a question where it makes it really easy for the person to answer, you know.
My DoorDash one, I also would always get responses saying like Uber Eats is better, or like whatever, okay. Asking like what I order in the city or what they recommend, you know.
Okay, period.
So I they worked for me.
Okay, period.
Because like those are conversations I want to have.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Or wanted to have. Oops.
This is from a while ago. This screenshot I have. I was scrolling through my whole.
Sorry, I was deleting my Hinge.
Oh, you're good.
The actual account.
I was scrolling through my whole, like, camera roll of Hinge, just screenshots in general last night, and this guy messaged me one time. I don't know if I ever talked about this online. He goes, he messages me. Like, he liked me to say this. It's not like I liked him and we matched. Like, he just liked me to say this. You might have the most insufferable TikToks, but I respect the commitment to the brand. I don't even know what that means. Like, whatever.
I feel like you did post this.
Did I? I go, Slay, thanks for being a fan. And he goes, I know. He's like so salty. He's like, I know. I really skewed your audience demographics by deleting my TikTok. A true fan wouldn't leave you high and dry like that, with like this little cunty emoji. And I was just like, that's really weird to be that pressed to like message me that and then like be fighting with me after. Like, I don't know.
I think just some men just like to argue.
Yeah. He's giving like that sassy man profile. Like, you know, just, I don't know. Very odd. I thought that was funny, though. I forgot about that. Also, this one kind of just sent me. I saw this the other day. This guy goes, I want someone who likes my mustache and also has the desire to have a threesome, unfortunately. It's the unfortunately.
You know,
the
I think I might know someone for him. You know who I'm thinking about?
Somebody. Anyway, I just thought the threesome thing was a very weird anecdote to add, but also at the same time, I'm like, pop off for being transparent. If that's really something you need to have, then you should let somebody know up front.
Yeah. Is there not like a setting on Hinge to like
be polyamorous?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
You can put like, I guess you're looking for monogamy, but I don't think you can put, I guess, or I think you can maybe in that short term, like whatever, you can add like, I'm polyamorous, or I want, I don't know.
I was just curious.
Yeah. When I was going through my screenshots, I found this screenshot that fucking sent me. Jazz was, she matches with this guy.
I have no idea where this is going.
And he goes, what's up, Jazz? How's the weekend treating you? And Jazz goes, do you not realize we've met? She sends it back to this guy. And then she looks at me and she goes, I've given him head like he put together my entertainment center when I lived in Dallas. And like this man matched with her, didn't remember that she gave him head in Dallas. And like they're just trying to talk to her like normal, like, hey, like.
I forgot about that man.
That's so
No, he fully did. I'm like, also like, why the fuck are you in New York? And he like moved here. I was like, and I met, it was like the first person I matched on Hinge. No, it's like the third I matched on Hinge when I
Did you match with him on Hinge in Dallas?
Yes. I think I was 22.
Okay.
Like, this was years ago.
But it just sends me that
you... It's crazy that the reason I clicked as immediately as I saw him is because it was the same fucking picture. I'm like, it is 4 or 5 years later. This should not be the same picture.
There, it shouldn't. But at the same time, there are some guys on Hinge. Like, I've been on Hinge for like a couple years here. I'm telling you, like, I can recognize them. Like, I've seen them. Like, there's pictures on Hinge that just stick out to you and you like stay with you.
Yeah. But I'm just like, you've taken a new picture in 5 years.
No, yeah.
And if you haven't, like, go to JCPenney. I don't know. Like, that's fucking weird.
I think the expiration date on a photo should be, like, 2 years old maximum.
It also depends on your age. But, like, if you were 22 and now you're 27, you don't look the same.
Like, we know your hairline's receding a little bit more. Like, you need to change the photo.
You're looking different.
100%.
And that's okay. But, like, update the photo.
No, because I think you're, like, that's catfishing. Like, you can't put a photo. Like, if I put a photo from, one, I was fucking fugly. I wouldn't do that. But if I put a photo from when I was, like, 18, that's fucking weird.
I'd have a different nose, different tits, different arms, different chin, different forehead wrinkles, different lips, different creases in my face. Like, I would look significantly different.
But see, I think that for you, you look better, you know, so yeah. Obviously you would use an updated photo, but for him, he probably looks worse. So it's like, because he's gotten older and guys don't usually get
so
work fair done.
That like he's like black, he probably looks exactly the same.
Maybe. I don't know, but I just think that you should use relative, like, it doesn't have to be super recent, but I think within the last like 2 years,
someone's got to have taken a photo of you. Like, there's no way there's no new pictures of you out.
Agree. And like, if not, like, go to fucking JCPenney and take a photo shoot there. Like, seriously, like,
it's, you gotta have a friend. Like,
yeah,
you're clearly out doing shit. Like, be like, hey bud, can you snap my picture?
Yeah, literally. Also a bit, this is just a random red flag, but when guys have photos like with just one singular girl and like their arms around them, I just find it odd. It's like, you just don't have to put that, like, because it's like, then it's like, is that your sister and why are you touching your sister like that? Is that your ex-girlfriend? And now it's like, why are you proudly putting a photo of your ex-girlfriend on your Hinge? Is that your girlfriend? And now do I have to worry about your girl best friend? It's just like,
yeah, having like one photo, okay, yeah, whatever, like, you guys obviously hang out. Every single photo, it's like one of you wants the other person.
100%. Or not even every photo, but I just think, like, I mean, one, like, okay, whatever, I can look past it. It's not that big of a deal. It's just like, I wouldn't put a photo with even like a guy friend or anything on mine. It's like, if it was a group shot, that's a different story. Like, if they're in it, that's fine. But it's like just one-on-one, like, arm around.
Yeah, it also just depends, like, how the photo is. Like, you're sitting, like, you're at whatever. There's certain, like, movements and what's what I'm thinking of,
arm placements, I don't know,
yeah, like certain things, like that just is not,
yeah,
it's not giving like, this is my friend.
Or like when the girl's hand is like on the chest,
it's like, oh, what is this, an engagement shoot? Where's the fucking ring?
100%. And it's like, either that's your ex-girlfriend or your sister wants to bang you. There's no in between.
Yeah. What do you think about when people put on their Hinge like a picture with a neck, but they put something over their face?
I think that's kind of funny, and I honestly appreciate that more, because like, they're probably, I get it. Maybe they're like, oh, this is my best photo, because guys don't take that many photos. And if you were like, I honestly can relate, where when I was making my Hinge, I was like, holy fucking shit, all the photos that I think I look good in, my ex is in it, and it's like, I can't put him on there, so I had to like really pick through, because especially as a guy, if you were in a relationship for the past year, you're probably not taking any solo shots. Like, all your photos are probably with your girlfriend or ex-girlfriend. So I think that it's like, all right, it's valid to like have to kind of put those on there, because those are the photos of you. But I honestly appreciate kind of like Xing the face.
Would you rather have them X the face or weirdly crop it with like black bars on the side?
I don't like the black bars. If you can crop it where it's just more zoomed in, then fine. Like, even if it's obvious, like, yeah, there's a girl standing next to you, I think the crop is better. But I think, like, I don't know, the emoji over the face or something is kind of funny sometimes. Yeah. Just like the scribbled out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, speaking of, I've told this story probably way back on the podcast, so I'm not going to like tell it again. But one time I did match with a man on Hinge, and he's like, hey, what are you doing tonight? I'm like, here's my number. He starts texting me. We he sends me a text. He goes, the first text he sends me is, why do I already have your number saved? And then I scroll up, because I didn't have his number saved, because I don't really save people's numbers, or I'll just delete contacts a lot. So I like scroll up. We have like a fuck ton of messages. And I'm like, what the fuck? We'd like met before. We'd like been on a date. Don't think we had sex. But I was just like, how? Like, neither of us remembered. We both just boldly matched and were like, oh. And then I ended up being like, want to go to this bar? We did, and Jazz was there too, and he brought a friend, and then we had like a full, we were hammered. We had a night. Like, you went home with the friend, but like, you then you were like, you have to get out, right?
Yes.
Like, I think Jazz,
it's actually so bad because I forget all of these things happen.
Yeah,
like I have just blocked out like so much of my life, and then you start telling a story, I'm like, where the fuck, where is this going? Then like it starts to come back to me, I'm like, I used to be crazy.
We were like at Acme and there was no one else there because it was like a Thursday or something, and like it was pretty early.
It was like a Tuesday or Wednesday. Maybe. It was not a Thursday, okay. I promise you.
Okay, it was not an appropriate night to be going out, probably. We're fucking at Acme. If you don't know what that is, it's like a kind of like club here in New York, and it's like hardcore dancing. It's usually packed. There's no one in there. It's empty. And we're like, literally, I'm just...
Hallie's just sucking face, like making out with this guy. And I'm like with the friend, like, hey, like, what's up? Like, I guess you're all right. You're tall. Like...
It's giving like the energy where it's like when you're home, when you're like your homegirl's like with the guy, so you got to kick it with his best friend, and you're just like, he wasn't that bad or anything.
No, he wasn't even like ugly or like, it's just like I think I like was into someone else at the 100%. Time, and I just like was just trying to be there for you type shit.
100%.
Then I was like,
Yeah, so then he's like, do you want to come back to my apartment? And I'm like, all right. So I go back to his apartment with him, and then Jazz is like, okay, like she's doing it, I'll do it.
I'm like, I guess I'm like, we can't, I'm like, we're splitting an Uber. I guess you can come up, whatever. And then I'm like, yeah.
Were you going home with the guy splitting the Uber? Yeah. Like, to yours and his?
He's like, well, like, you're like, oh, like before, I'm like, I guess you can come, whatever type shit. And then I'm like, I like sober up, and I'm like, yeah, like, what am I doing? I'm like, she's home with the man. I don't need to. It's over. Like, the bit is over.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you got to go.
Yeah.
And then Hallie calls me next morning. I think I met my husband.
I fucking loved this man. I still do to this day. I think about him. We literally had one night and we never talked again, but I fucking loved him.
I feel like whenever we pass his apartment on occasion, you're like, oh.
Yeah. Because he lives right across from a bar we love. And every time I look there, I'm like, oh, he had a really nice apartment too. And he was so funny, like clearly a fucking fuck boy that's like not wanting to settle down by any means.
But you know when like you just have that like banter with someone, like they're just, yes, like you're having so much fun, like you don't give a shit.
He was like, honestly, like he's probably watching this, like, you're fucking insane. He's not watching this also, but it's like, of all the people I've met in my life, like probably top five, like just like connection, like I was just like, wow, like we had so much fun. He's like fucking joking, he's like, I think we should fake a relationship for TikTok and get a bunch of fucking clout. Like, he was like being funny, and I was just, oh my god, I love it.
Didn't he like speak Mandarin in the Uber?
He did. Oh my god, I completely forgot about that guy. We were in an Uber and he literally, like, the Uber driver like did not speak English, and so like we can't really, like, we didn't need to talk to him. Yeah. It's an Uber, we're getting in, like, whatever. He sees, I think he can read on the Uber driver's phone, it's in Mandarin. So then he's like, start speaking in Mandarin. And I'm literally like, this man went to an Ivy League. I don't know what it was.
Wasn't he a rower?
I think.
He wasn't like, it was like rowing or like something. Some like
rich ass preppy, yes, sport. And like he also went to an Ivy League. So I guess it's not shocking. But I was like, oh, he's fucking smart. Like, he's like literally just speaking to this Uber driver in Mandarin. And then I'm like, what are you saying? He's like, I'm telling him you're my wife and you're pregnant. And I'm like, oh. Like, I have like a Bud Light in my hand, like whatever. I'm like, oh my god. But I fucking loved that man. And then we never talked again. Like, literally.
I feel like if you're a one night stand girly, if you play in that field, everyone has like that one where it's like
the one that got away.
Like, you had the best like 24 to 36 hours. Where like I was having I had this one from when I first moved to New York. I don't even know his name. Don't even know his name, but he was from Boston and he was in town. He's like 6'4". I met him at Brass Monkey. We had the best time. He was like in town for like a marathon or something, I don't even know. We spent 36 hours together. We got breakfast the next day. Like, I was like, I love this man. Yeah. This is my husband. Never talked again. But I was like, not like now obviously, but like for a while I would like go to that bar. I was like, I'm gonna find him again, he's gonna be back in town like that next marathon weekend, the next year. I was like, let's go to this bar.
That's so funny.
Still I don't think about him like that, but like, yeah, in that era I was like, I'm going to find him someday, like Invisible String.
No, I get it. I get it. I have delusion like that too. I do. I'm still on Hinge every day just swiping for that fucking man. Never seen him. I'm like, maybe if he got a girlfriend, I'm going to kill myself.
No, I have this like one video like with this man and I'm like, I don't even know what he looks like, but I have the video. I'm like, I was like, oh, that was so special.
Oh my God.
Obviously, like, I love Kevin Down. Like, life is good, but like, I thought about it for a while.
I know. There's just those guys, like, it is what it is. You can't help who you fall for.
Literally, it's hard being a lover girl.
Yeah. Okay, I need a boost of energy before
and I'm so fucking tired.
We continue with this. So let's do a magic
mind.
Our favorite.
Do more, stress less. So I'm good. Never stressed on this podcast.
No, me neither. Because, this is like, my therapy.
You know, it literally is. And I hope we're therapy for like you guys too.
Yeah.
Okay. These are best chilled. Granted, they were chilled. We've only been recording for like, what, they're like 20 cold. Minutes? Yeah. No, they are. I keep my fridge like on like the lower setting for the coldness.
Yeah, shit will freeze in the back of my fridge if really? I don't like, yeah. And I actually have like a nicer New York City fridge now than I ever have. And it's still like, the temperatures are really off. Cheers.
Cheers. Sorry. Yum.
They taste so good.
I love how like they're just like tiny.
Yeah, it's a shot.
I know that, but like, it's just like fun. It's like fun and fresh.
I get that.
And it's like, it's not like chalky in your mouth afterwards either.
Yeah. Okay, let's do like two more of mine and then let's get into what you guys submitted. Actually, this is
just the way that I read this bottle every single time we do one of these, even though I've read it every single time. Just like, I'm just, my ADHD is like, what?
I get it. I do that too.
I'm just starting to focus already.
Do you ever like in the bathroom, like if you're like in the shower or something and you're really bored, do you like read the shampoo containers?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm just like, I need something to entertain me. And it's like, okay, I'm gonna fucking read about my Nexus. Like,
yeah, I used to, and when I lived in Dallas, I mounted a TV in my bathroom, mm-hmm. so I could like watch TV in my bath and when I showered. And I was so fucking pruned up for that year that I lived there because I would stay in there for so much time has passed.
Yeah, that's the TV in the bathroom is crazy.
I knew time had passed because I was pruny and the water like started to like not be cold. I mean, not warm anymore. Yeah. And I'd just be like, so into my show.
That's wild.
Yeah. It was a great time.
Okay.
TV in the bathroom, TV in the bedroom, TV in the living room, TV in the kitchen.
I have no doubt.
Because I moved from a house mm-hmm. to a apartment. And so I was like, add all these TVs. I was like, throw them up.
Like, I love, like, I need a TV in my room and in my living room, but I think that's it. Two TVs, I'm good.
So many people don't do bedroom TVs. They're like, no TV in the bedroom.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I mean, I don't really, I don't use my bedroom TV a lot. I feel like I don't know, sometimes, but there's days where it's like a Sunday or something. I'm like, I just want to lay in my bed. Yeah. Like, it's weird as an adult because like, I'm like, oh, I should sit on the couch. I almost force myself to sit on the couch, but I'm like, I'm more comfy in my bed. I just want to go lay in my bed.
Yeah, I think it's because like my couch is extremely comfortable, mm-hmm. but the blanket from the bed just hits different.
That's
different.
What I'm saying. Yeah, the couch is comfortable.
If I had like a bed blanket on mm-hmm. the couch, I'd probably spend more time there.
I was hooking up with this guy once and he didn't have any blankets and we were like watching a movie. And so
he had no blankets?
No. And so he would just bring his duvet, like comforter over or whatever, to the couch.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I think like in general, he had no blankets.
No, I mean like no like throw blankets, no couch blankets, okay, you know? So then yeah, it's like he would get the duvet from the couch or from the bed, like the comforter. And like we'd use that. And it was actually amazing because it was like, you get the benefits of like sitting on the couch, but you get the blank, like the fucking heavy ass, like comforter blanket.
Yeah, I used to always just drag it back and forth.
What do you mean?
My blanket from my bed to my couch, from my couch to my bed.
Interesting. Anyway, last three prompts that I want to talk about that I've seen on my Hinge recently. This guy goes, I'm looking for a small, blonde, feminine, and classy woman with a splash of spontaneity. Is that how you say it? Like spontaneous, but the whatever form of that. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. That is willing to let me spin her on the dance floor.
How old is this guy?
I don't know. But I'm just like, get a fucking blow up doll. Like, I think it's so weird to classify small, blonde, feminine, and classy. Like, it's like the when people add immediately, I am blonde. I think it's a red flag to be like, I'm looking for a blonde girl. Bye. Like, why? Why do you have a blonde fetish? Or like, whatever. It's weird.
My thing is, like, I'm trying to figure out how to explain this. What, like, you can just swipe right on the blondes. Like, you don't need to put it out there.
I agree. And also, I think it's weird to have a type. Like, I only go for, like, this, you know? I think
to have one, okay, I guess. No, yeah. But like, to, like, put it out there is different. Like, I'm only going to swipe on you if you're over 6'3", but I'm not going to put my type is 6'3".
Yeah, I'm not saying you can't have a type. Like, everybody, I think, in their head has some form of whatever, but to be so dead set on it that it's like, I only do blondes, or like, I only, yes, granted, I do like a taller man, but if a guy is amazing and he's like, say, I will say, like, I guess my hard cutoff is like under 6 foot. No, I need 6 foot and up, but it's like, I can dabble. I don't know. I guess that's I'm kind of giving the same energy, I guess, with the 6 foot.
I don't think it is.
I'm like coming at guys for liking blondes, but I think that's different.
Swiping at people that are only over 6 foot and saying as a prompt that you need them to be 6 foot.
Yeah, that's true. And also, like, a guy wouldn't like me if he was 6 foot and I was like 6'1". You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure that would be like a, I need girls under this height. Like, everybody probably has that in their head.
Everyone has their stuff.
Yeah. Last two. This guy goes, I recently discovered that you're just like my big toe. I'm going to end up banging you on every piece of furniture in my apartment. It's kind of funny, but that's like a little aggressive where I would like swipe like left. But I think it's kind of funny.
If they were 6'4 and hot, would you swipe right?
Yeah, probably. If their other two prompts were like normal and I was like, okay, this is clearly a joke. But I don't know if this man was joking from the way his prompt or all the rest of his like profile was.
Okay, that's fair.
Finally, I hate this. This guy goes, I recently discovered you don't need a personality if you're over 6 foot. I'm like, that just tells me you don't have a personality. Because, like, I get he's probably trying to joke, but it is, like, that's, like, a red flag to me.
100%.
Because I think a lot of guys do. That's a real thing. Guys don't think that they need a personality if they're tall because they never had to develop one. That's why the short kings are the funniest. But
so true.
It's, like, I just think him acknowledging that, it's, like, ugh.
I have a funny short king in my life.
Who?
You remember him?
I know. I can't think.
Remember we had to go get my jewelry that one day?
Oh! I did not know Jazz at all. And she's like, you have to come with me. I have to go get my watch from this man's apartment. And I'm like, okay.
It was like the beginning of our friendship.
Yeah. And he came, like, I'm like sitting on like this little bench in his lobby. And he comes and like, Jazz and him have the most like awkward little like, hey, like whatever. He's actually really cute. He is just like a little too short. Yeah, he is.
But he's such a fun good time.
Oh, he was great. Yeah.
I went with him for a hot minute.
Yeah.
And so funny, we went to Dom's birthday party a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if you remember this. We went to a birthday party a couple of weeks ago. And this guy comes with me. He's like, hey. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I don't think I know you.
Yeah.
He goes, and he like says this guy's name. I think it was like his roommate or something. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Because I actually met the short king. He's like,
you've been to my apartment.
Yep. I like met the short king through Dom.
Yeah, I do remember that. That is funny. That was the
hope end. He's doing well. If you see this.
Hey, king. Now we're going to get into the prompts that you guys submitted. So these are all of the bad prompts or just like prompts in general that you guys have seen. I guess we can decide if they're good or bad or what if we would swipe left or right. Let's say that if we would swipe left or right. All right. Starting strong. What if I told you that pierced nipples taste like keys and there's just no left. Place like home?
I was not expecting it to end like that.
It's kind of funny, but no, absolutely not. Like, you gotta X that. But if I had pierced nipples, I'd kind of be like, that's funny.
Oh, that's your man. There's no place like home. That's actually hilarious. I just didn't think it was gonna go there.
But I agree.
It's clever. Oh, you know what?
Gotta give it to him for being creative. Yeah. He deserves that laugh. weird turn on. Modesty. That's like so.
Did you see those TikToks about the girl who was like, I don't even remember what it said. It was like her modest wedding dress. People were like making remakes of it.
No, I didn't.
You see were it. On the side of TikTok. Okay, never mind. No. Forget it.
Well, but I think that's just a really weird prompt to say, like a weird turn on modesty. It's giving like kind of creepy. I don't know. because it's like the whole point of modesty is like to be modest, and then you're like sexualizing it.
Yeah.
This girl says, some guy put choose your first date, and then he says, would I spend $100 on dinner for a girl I've never met? If you're worth it, prove it. Like, it's giving broke.
Get your fucking money.
I'm
sorry,
and I'm like, only $100 for dinner, so we're not even ordering drinks. Like, that's just like entree and an appetizer.
Maybe they're in like the Midwest.
That's true. I guess I'm thinking New York City prices, like, you're not going to dinner for under $100 for two,
like,
people.
My mom came to New York like for the first time like last month. Mm-hmm. And me and Hallie and my mom went to lunch, and mom goes, this is like a nice restaurant. It's like, this is where you like you normally eat. I'm like, oh, this is like where we normally eat. She goes, that was really fucking expensive.
Yeah.
And I was like, she goes, that's like normal. I'm like, yeah,
100%. I'm like, no, we I'm went like, to American I'm like, bar.
Girl, it's horrible.
Yeah, but that's like our Chili's. Like, American bar is like literally Chili's here.
I love Chili's.
No, I know, but I'm kidding. But it's obviously
is there a Chili's here?
No, I don't think so.
I got excited for a second.
I just
ate fantastic ranch, fantastic apps, great fucking deals. When I lived in Denver, I used to get millions and millions of views in my Chili hauls every week.
Oh, wow. Because
they have a great deal. Like, it's called a ticket 2 for $28, I think.
Okay.
But I did it for one. And I just got really high and ate both meals myself.
Love that.
How far is a Chili's?
Anyway, we'll talk about that later. This girl says kind of same thing. My most controversial opinion is I'll pay for every day after the first. It took me a year, but I figured out your game, LA ladies. Also, being an owner of something isn't a fucking job. Like, why is he so pressed?
Just say you're not successful.
That, and also, like, him being like, I'll pay for every day after the first date. So he's like, you have to pay for the first date. That's crazy.
Ew.
Like,
and you know, I feel like, I'm not even like a man should pay for everything, but I'm just like, that's just weird energy.
It's weird. Just like the being like putting so much pressure on the payment of something like is really odd to me. It's like, how about this? Take them on a walk for your first date and it's free.
Like saying I figured out your game. That just means that you weren't successful in any of your fucking first dates to where there wasn't a second one because you couldn't fucking pull.
Yeah. Like, it's probably not a game. It's probably you just fucking suck.
You have a bad personality.
Yeah. Okay. This guy says, I feed my plants with a Brita filter. Imagine what I would do for you. I think that's funny.
I like that.
Yeah.
Swipe right?
Yeah, I'd swipe right on that. I think that's funny.
Although I would reply back with, have you heard that Brita filters are actually bad?
Yeah. I have a zero water filter now.
I still have Brita, but I'm just saying, like, that's what I would say back to that.
This girl says that this guy said, I bet my skincare routine is better than yours. And then she said her first date with the guy was Sephora and coffee.
I love that. My first response was, who cooked here?
No, who cooked here? Have you ever been to a man's and you like open up their fucking like shower or medicine cabinet and you're like, what the fuck? Like, you should have fucking St. Ives. Like,
no, literally.
If you have anything else, you got some fucking like.
I feel like, I mean.
It's not. I'm kidding.
I mean, I know that. I'm just saying, like, I feel like we don't have St. Ives.
I'm kidding. Don't have St. Ives. I was just saying, like, nobody like, cooked there. But, like, I
want,
St.
like,
a
step up, but, like, I don't want, like, everything that's trending on TikTok in your skincare cabinet.
I don't know. I think, like, if they, like, found it on TikTok, then it's, like, okay, like, good. Like, they're following, like, a men's, like, skincare, whatever. But, I mean, it's, like, if you can tell, like, a girl's stuff was, like, just here, yeah, then it's, like, different. I don't know.
I saw this TikTok once of this girl who was, like, I think this guy's cheating on you, and she was, like, on a first date, and she was at the guy's apartment, and there was a Dyson, there was a full skincare cabinet, like, there was fucking, like, Bondi boots in the shower, and she's like, there's no way there's not a woman who lives here.
Yeah, that's so
crazy. And he's like, no, I just like this stuff. I'm like, no, you're cheating.
I don't think I would believe that. I'd be like, pick up the Dyson and show me how you use it.
To be like, fair, Kevin uses my Dyson every single day. But it's like, no man is spending $500 on a hairdryer. Yeah. Yeah.
Pizza isn't the only thing I like to eat in bed. That's too much. You like it?
I hate, the thing is, like, I don't, but, like, I was like, why am I smiling? Like, it's so stupid, and it's like, ew, gross. But, like, if the person was good looking, I'd probably swipe right.
Okay. No, that one would be one step too far for me.
If they were 6'4 and hot, you would not reply.
I don't like a sexual prompt. I just feel like it's a little bit odd. Like, I don't like...
It's not my favorite, but like, I can't deny that I chuckled at it.
Okay. Yeah. It's like funny, but this is my thing. I don't know. Maybe I'm weird. Cause like, obviously I talk about sex on the internet. So then I feel like people think I'm this crazy sexual person. I don't like talking about sex with like a guy, like, let's go fuck, like da 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 da.
That's different.
I'm not like that. Like, I'm going to literally pretend like if a guy's like, come over, I'm not going to be like, oh, so we can like, fuck, like whatever. Even if I know that that's what I'm going to do. Like if I know I'm going to have sex, I'll be like, okay, yeah, let's have a drink. And then I'll show up and like, we both know we're gonna have sex, but like, I don't acknowledge it. And then it's just like, oh my God, what? This is crazy. Like, I can't believe we're hooking up. I didn't expect this. That's how I like things to go. I don't like to like
talk. Dirty talk?
Yeah, like I don't send nudes. Like, I just am not like that. I don't know. I never have been.
Yeah.
It's weird, but it's like, I don't think it's weird. It's not, and I'm not like, grossed out. It's not like I'm like, oh my God, ew, I can't hear the word vagina. Like, or like, I don't think you're dirty talking with the word vagina. Oh my God. I honestly think I'm traumatized by the one time the guy called my vagina lady bits. And like, I just like, that's, was so like, that I don't ever want to hear the word for a vagina or any subsequent in between come out of a man's mouth ever again, you know?
Yeah.
I want people to think my girl is so hot that I look like Make-A-Wish kid. It's kind of funny, but
that's funny.
It's kind of funny. Like, I feel like it's not a red flag.
And it's giving, like, I'm not intimidated by the fact that you're hotter than me. And I'm not insecure to, like, where it's, like, a thing.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
And it's not just, like, I want my girl to be hotter than me. It's you have a personality and you can be funny with it.
Yeah. That's true.
I like him. Date him.
Oh, my God. When guys say they like daddy issues, just in general, that's what somebody said.
I think absolutely fucking not. Like, honestly, like, your account should be fucking removed.
Yeah.
Coming from a girl who has daddy issues.
I think it's just weird, like, preying on, like, that actual issue. I get it's like a joke. You want to cause more
fucking issues? Seriously?
But it's just weird. Yeah, like, daddy issues. Like, I think
coming against my trauma?
That gets really romanticized, obviously, online. And it's, I just think it's, like, a little bit weird to then put that on there.
Yeah. Red flag.
I want to move into your guys' prompts now. And these are, the girlies submitted these and said this is what they have on their profiles, and let's react and see if they're good.
Okay.
Okay. I thought this one was really good. What's the hometown scandal of your childhood?
Oh, I love that.
That's a great one. I think there's like so much room for like a funny like little message, and then you're like, oh my God. And then you
like know what to think is funny and what's not, and like your boundaries. You can learn a lot from that.
Yeah. I think that's honestly like a top prompt I've ever seen. I was like, that pops off. Like, this is a good.
Yeah, I enjoy that.
Dating me is like having your headphones one dot too loud.
That's how I feel with you in our friendship.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's like,
That's actually exactly how I would describe our friendship.
100%. I think if you're a loud person, then
I've never put this into words. Yeah. It's like someone just spoke to me.
It's so true. I completely agree. And I think if you're a loud person, I feel like, and you're like very like, then I think that's a good prompt to have to kind of give a warning.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. I get myself out of a funk by becoming the funk. I think there's not a lot. I think it's funny. I just don't think there's a lot to respond there. But I don't know.
I just don't get it.
I don't really either. But
maybe I'm not the correct audience.
She says it gets a lot of love. So I don't know.
Yeah. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
We'll get along if your mom can drive and then my mom can pick us up.
That's funny.
It's funny.
It gives like Mermaids at the Pool vibes.
Mermaids at the Pool?
Yeah. Like,
I feel like that was like me going to the mall. It'd be like, that was like my constant friend group thing. It was like, we all wanted to go to the mall, but like, we obviously couldn't drive. So it was like, okay, my mom can drive us, but your mom has to pick us up. My mom won't. And then it's like, okay. Yeah. And then you couldn't find, that's the worst. If you had like half of the commitment, like your mom said yes, but then somebody else's mom, like what it was like, no, I can't come pick you up. So then it was like, oh, we can't go. That was like the actual biggest stress of my entire childhood, was just like finding the other half to like, cause my mom would always usually agree to drive one way, but she wasn't doing both.
Yeah. You gotta have both.
Yeah. Let's debate this topic. Best Gatorade flavor gets me so many replies.
That's valid. I feel like especially at a certain like age range, because like if you're drinking, like you're probably drinking Gatorade.
Yeah, I think like if also you're in college,
I will fight over some Gatorade flavors. I think some are fucking nasty, but other ones I love. So like I would reply to that. Number one, number two, love the fucking nipple top of a Gatorade. Hate the twist, like the regular lids. The nipple ones, amazing.
I genuinely don't think I've had a Gatorade since I was like 8 years old playing soccer. Like I'm not kidding.
But you know, like the nipple tops.
I get that in essential water. I like that.
The Gatorade specific ones.
I know what you're talking about, but I'm saying like the nipple top of the essential water. I like that one the best. But I know what you're talking. I know what the Gatorade nipple top is. I've just never had it.
Oh, okay. It tastes better.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I never go for. I'm not a big like drink girl like that. Like I wouldn't like be like, oh, I want a Gatorade right now or anything. I know it's like for hangovers and stuff.
But I like it when I'm like sick with the flu or something too.
I've heard though that it's actually not good. Like besides the electrolytes, there's so much other shit in actually good for you.
But like no, it's my stuff.
Like I would rather drink a water boy. Like it tastes like shit, but it like I know it's like helping me through. I don't know. But
to each their own.
I think something along those lines, like, oh, best, like whatever, or just that prompt, let's debate something. And then something that you maybe you're passionate about. I feel like that's a good way to, you can easily like talk to somebody about that. Cause I think the hardest part, that's the worst when a guy has like, they're really hot and you want to like message them or like, send them a like, but there's every prompt is just like a flop where it's like,
that's because they're hot and they don't have to have a personality.
I know, but then it's like you have nothing to message them because like I like to I don't like to like a photo on Hinge. I like to like have a prompt and then message something about the prompt.
Yeah.
That's why like the Hometown Scandal one is amazing. Like that's like you could swipe in with like a little story. You'd probably get a lot of fucking tea. It'd be great. My most irrational fear is marrying into a family that does a 5K on Thanksgiving.
I felt nothing from that.
Yeah, I think it's like...
I think it could totally get responses. I just feel like it's overdone.
Yeah, because I think either... I mean, if somebody's like a runner, then they could be like, ooh, sorry, you're not going to like me, haha. And then you can like have a little banter with that. But if somebody else agrees with that, then it's kind of just like, meh. I don't think that... It's not bad by any means, but it's not like...
Also, this is just our fucking opinions. Like,
yeah. Keep these as yours if you want. Like, obviously, yeah. Like, whatever. I just... don't know if I would put that on mine. I was kind of looking for maybe like a new prompt or something, and I really do. I like the Hometown Scandal one a lot. A great one, going back to it. This one's funny. Dating me is like getting high in public. People may look at you like you're crazy, but deep down they want to hit it too.
I love that.
I know you would.
That's fantastic.
It's fucking funny. I think that's very unique too. It's not like overdone. Like I've never heard that before. So yeah. I love it. I think that's hilarious.
People are definitely going to steal that.
And like you would. If somebody else smoke, like that'd be great for you because like you smoke obviously, so then somebody else could like whatever. I obviously probably wouldn't put that because like I.
Hatley used to hate being in public with me when I was high.
Did I?
Remember whenever we would walk places and you'd like, I walk slower. I don't pay attention.
That's true. Yeah, I kind of feel like I never see you in public. I only see you in this fucking apartment.
I don't leave my house.
Yeah, you don't.
No, I was out all weekend.
No, I'm saying besides in a going out setting, like I feel like I barely see you. Like we used to like go do random things. It's also winter right now, so it's really cold, like, so we don't do as much.
Because like I still see my friends.
Yeah.
But it's just like I don't, it's freezing outside right now. Like every day prior to winter, we would go on a walk outside and now we just don't do that because it's fucking cold.
Yeah.
So.
The best way to ask me out is by naming a time and place. I think that's pretty decent. Like, it's kind of basic, but it's, like, it can accomplish, like, if a guy wants to go out with you, it's, like, here at this time, then you're, like, okay, let's go. Like, straight to the point, which I like.
My only thing about that is I used to have something similar to that, and I'd get offered a lot of dinner, and I don't like dinner on the first date. And then you keep like, oh, well, let's actually do drinks. And it's, like, oh, you said time and place, and I gave you one, and now, like, you're being picky.
That's which really
still true. Isn't, like, not a great vibe, but, like, I ended up getting myself into dinner dates I didn't necessarily want to be on because I was, like, oh, like, they listened.
That is so true because I think also it's like from a guy's perspective they probably think, oh, she's gonna think I'm like a trash bag of a human if you're just asking for drinks, so you need to ask for dinner or whatever.
So I think if you want my fucking opinion, maybe clarify like time and place for drinks.
Yes.
Or time and place for dinner or time and place for coffee, like whatever you want to make it, so like that way you don't feel like, oh, well, actually I want this instead.
That's the worst because like I am such a like guys will ask you to dinner, and then it's like they'll be like, are you free Thursday? You're like, yeah. And you're expecting like they're gonna say drinks, and then they're like, okay, dinner at this time. And then you're like, actually, could we I have this before, can we just do, and you don't have anything, you know? Yeah. Because I don't know, I can't do dinner on the first date. I can't, because I just feel like,
remember your first like dinner date with your ex? You were like, oh my god, like you were like so like, I don't do dinner.
I was so nervous, like I've never done dinner, but I had never done dinner before. But also like we had, it was like our third date, I think. Yeah, it was like our third date, so there was really, or actually fourth, it was, yeah, fourth. And I don't know why I was like freaking the fuck out, because it's like I already very much knew he was like a normal human, and it's like even if I just went to drinks, I would have spent as much time with him. It's not like I was worried like, oh, I need to get out of this. That's why like first date, it's like, oh, if you're like, this is a red flag of a human, I need to dip. Yeah,
this was a situation you hadn't been in before.
Yeah, and we went to get sushi, and I.
Do you want to get lunch? Today.
Where?
Me and you. Like, I don't know. I'm getting a little hungry after this.
I am hungry. Yeah.
And I'm trying to lunch more.
Okay, I look like shit, but
so do I.
I kind of just want sweet green. But I okay, mean, if there's some, I don't want to kill your vibe. Where's so close
fine.
By?
It's so fine.
Where's close?
We don't need to go here. I'll come over to your side of town.
Oh wow. Okay. Okay, let's talk about it after the podcast. Okay. I remember on my first dinner date, I literally ate one singular piece of sushi. He's like, are you sure you're not a little more hungry? I'm like, no, I'm just like, have a really small appetite, like I'm just like not a hungry girl. And then obviously as we started dating, I'd be like shoveling my fucking sweet green.
She eats her salads too. She like takes the fork and puts her like nails up to like put the rest of the salad on the fork, and it's like push it on like there. The next date you were literally doing that.
Yeah, I was like shoveling. But like our first date, I literally was like, I'm literally like so full, like you don't understand, like I'm just like so tiny and like not hungry. And he was like, okay, are you sure? He actually had to eat like three sushi rolls himself.
Didn't you like come home and like order sweet green?
No, I was with him the whole night. That was also, I was like, when I first like was dating him, I was just like so nervous and excited that I like barely ate, because I was like so anxious all the time. Not in a bad way, in a good way, but I was like so like, oh, and I was like, oh, I always have to be like not bloated and like whatever. And so I was like barely, it was fucking so stupid.
But you adjusted quickly.
Oh yeah, like. Yeah, no, it was fine after like 5 dates, like whatever. But I was definite, because like I just never been in the position where I was like, oh, I think this man actually wants to date me, like this man nice. It was weird.
Don't you have that Snapchat memory of you realizing that?
Yeah, I have a Snapchat memory of me being like, I was like,
I've seen this guy like 3 times and he texted me again. Like, I think he wants to date me.
I was like, I've never had somebody like not like, this is really fucking weird. We'll see if I ever see him again. Like, whatever. It's weird. It is really just like, people are like, how do you know you want to date somebody? It's like, I think you just really know when you know. Like, I was literally just like, oh, whoa. Like, it was really obvious from like the first week, I feel like.
Yeah. Real quick, I've just never said this on the podcast, I don't think. Or like actually anywhere like online, because I never addressed the question. People like ask like, how did Kevin ask me out? Like literally, Hallie sent me a TikTok of this girl like getting asked out with like balloons and all this crazy stuff. And I was laying about with Kevin. I go, that's crazy. And he's like, aren't we like dating? And I was like, well, you haven't said anything. He's like, I didn't know I was supposed to. And I was like, okay. He's like, well, do you want to date? I was like, yeah. And we were dating from then on out.
This is funny because the reason that all came about was because my ex and I obviously met before Jazz and Kevin did. So then I was like, my ex was very like proper, like we gotta like wait it out the right amount of months, like we have to do this. He's so like analytical. He's like, we have to do this the smart way, da 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 da, whatever. So I was like sending that TikTok to Jazz as a joke. I was like, after making me wait all this time to ask me out, like this motherfucker better be doing some shit like this. Like I sent it to Jazz as
and
a joke.
I'm like spending every day with Kevin, like I'm like ready to date, you know, like I'm a impatient person. Yeah. I turn that shit on full fucking volume. I called you after, I'm like, oh.
And then Jazz calls me, like I'm sitting, and I'm also sitting with my ex, and Jazz calls me and she's like, we're dating. The look I give him, like he was like, I think he wanted to cry. I was like, she is fucking dating him before we met, like a month and a half prior, like earlier than them, and they're dating. We're not. I want to fucking kill you. And
no, this happened at the baseball game. You told him at the baseball game. I didn't call you.
Oh,
I texted you.
No, no, no. You did call me. I wasn't with him. Yeah, we were at a baseball game. And I started crying for no reason.
I'm sorry. I have photos because we like go to the bathroom. And I was like, I have to pee. I'm like, okay. Can you fathom? She is bawling.
And I want to make it clear.
Also, we had a few drinks.
I want to make it clear. I'm not coming in. He did nothing wrong. Like, it's perfectly normal to be like, he asked me out like right when we were dating at like 3 months. It's perfectly normal to want to wait that long. Like, it's fine. He wasn't seeing anyone else. I knew that. It was fine. He just wanted to like wait till we were in Montauk. And that's so fine. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I wanted him dead because I just like was like so pissed about it for no reason. I was being a little crazy, but I'm like sobbing, crying in the fucking Yankee Stadium bathroom. And then we go back out. It's so clear. I just bawled my eyes out. He looks at me. He goes, were you crying?
She's like, no. I'm like, no, I told a funny joke.
Yeah, I'm like, I was laughing.
It was gaslight, gatekeep, girl boss.
I don't know if he even believed it. Like, I don't know. And like there was just no reason. I mean, there was a reason. I understand why I felt that way at the time, but he was not doing anything wrong. I was just like I was just like, they're dating and we're not. I wanted to like die about it, but.
And Kevin thought we were already dating. I'm Kevin's first girlfriend. So like he's like, oh, I didn't know I needed. I didn't know I needed to say anything. I thought we were just already doing that.
That's so funny.
Okay. How did he ask? Like, what? Like, I didn't realize people were going out there and doing this crazy shit.
I think it's very odd. Like, it's the same way, like, I just got asked out. Like, we were just, like, in Montauk, like,
s'mores.
Sitting at a fire. He's, like, fucking making s'mores. And, like, we were just talking about it. And then we started dating. And I think that's, like, normal. I think it's a little odd, personally, for me, in my situation.
But everyone has their preferences.
To, like, get, like, some... It's not, like, a proposal. Like, I don't know. It's just, like,
Yeah, it's not a proposal. I don't know why it's like that crazy or deep.
Yeah.
People are like, we also always get questions like, oh, did you bring it up? Like, how do you know when to bring... If you are going to date a person and you can't have a conversation like, oh, like, what are we doing? Maybe you're probably not going to end up dating, or maybe you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Because like, if you're afraid it's going to like implode or whatever by bringing it up, like, and you can't get past that afterwards, then it's probably never going to work out.
Agree.
Also, like, if you want a fucking date, bring it up.
Yeah. Okay, next prompt. Somebody says, all I ask is that you let me do your makeup for fun to weed out toxic masculinity. I like that. I think that's funny.
I've just never... All the ones that are super original, I'm, like, taken back by. Because, like, I'm like, I've seen my fair share of prompts, and I've never seen...
I think that's funny, though, because, like, yeah, like, if a guy's like, no, you can't fucking do my makeup, that's, like, whatever, then it's, like, okay.
I like that, though, because you can...
Yeah.
They can be
bitten. Who's secure.
They can be funny with it. Like, you never know what kind of response back you're going to get.
Yeah. Some girl says, I say, New York City has no straight men. It makes everyone comment. Like, that's kind of.
I could see people definitely. But that's also like, if you feel the need to be like.
Yeah. I think it's a little weird. I wouldn't put it on mine, but I'm sure there are some guys that like comment on that, but I don't know. Two weeks and the right equipment. How good of a DJ do you think you'd become? 1 to 10. That's funny.
12.
Okay. I think I would not be a good DJ at all.
I'm about to fucking order some equipment right now. I'm about to order some. I'm not even kidding.
You would.
I'm telling you, if you're on my lives, I play... It depends on the audience. Because like, I don't listen to new music. I only listen to old music. Except for some country is new and... Taylor Swift, I will make an exception for. Other than that, I really only do like music from the 2000s.
Yeah.
So if you like that type of music, I think I can be a fantastic DJ for you. I'm about to order something as a new. I need a new hobby.
Yeah.
This is just my ADHD.
I just like that prompt because I think there's a lot of, it's very easy for people to respond. I think it's funny.
Yeah. And then you can also like find out what kind of music that they like.
Yeah.
And like, what kind of concerts do you go to? Do you like so many different paths this could lead to 100%. For conversation.
Can't fucking speak. What fruit do you think you can throw the farthest and why? Men eat this one up.
Ooh, that's great. I like that.
I think that one's funny. I think there's a lot of room for somebody to be like, this because this. And then you're like, okay, but what about this? Or like, oh, did you play a sport?
Yeah.
There's a lot of paths that can take as well.
Yeah. It's like not like a one response and done. It's like you're going to have a continuous conversation. I think it's important with a prompt, like continuous conversation, not just like, oh, I replied and now it's over.
Yeah. I bet you can't make a correct assumption about me. I like that.
Ooh, I enjoy that.
I think that's funny because it'd be interesting to see. I would like that just to see like what people are going to say. Like, oh, you know, you were a dancer growing up. Like, yeah. Something like that.
It says a lot about them and their perception too, which I really enjoy that.
Yeah. It's a great one. You can learn a lot. I like that one a
lot. In my opinion.
The best way to ask me out is by email. And then she puts her email and she says she gets a lot of funny emails.
I love that. I love an email.
You would love an email.
I love an email, of a calendar, all that stuff. Like, love that.
I wouldn't like that because I just wouldn't want to go check my email. And then it's like, okay, how do you move forward from there? What are you going to do? Like, email them back and then be like setting up a date over email.
Yeah, you don't email. You don't even read your email currently.
I know. It's bad. But I don't know.
I feel like if you're an email girl, though, like, I want someone who's also like an email person.
Okay.
Like, organized. Like, you can mesh like
that. Is way. Kevin an email guy?
He reads my emails.
What do you mean?
Like, I'll send like invites for stuff and like our like schedules or like stuff. Yeah, like
you email him.
Yes.
How often? What would you email him? What, like, invite?
Things for our calendars and stuff.
What if? What
if we have like a reservation for something, or
in here,
our flight information, that kind of stuff.
Okay, a flight. But like, besides that, I feel like it's like,
I feel like a decent amount of stuff.
Okay.
It's just like helpful. Like when we have like a movie premiere, like things like when he needs to like come home or like things like that. Like,
okay.
To make it easy.
Okay.
Because like, how else would he know? Like, oh, on Tuesday we have a premiere. And like that he should that make sure he leaves that? A certain time. Because you have to know in advance, you know?
I feel like you live together, don't you? Just talk about it.
Yeah, but I just think it's easier because like, you check your calendar. You know what I'm saying? So like, if I have stuff for us, I'll put it on our calendar.
Okay.
No?
Okay.
You don't... Well, you're not a calendar person.
No. I don't have a Google calendar or whatever.
But like, it makes it so we don't like, miss stuff. Or it's like, oh, we like don't like
okay.
book things or whatever. I don't know.
Okay.
It works for us.
Okay.
Teach their own. But I like it.
Okay, period. This girl says, not going to lie, I stole Hallie's TSA one and it gets the best responses. I do think it is a good one. If you need a prompt, it's dating me is like going through TSA. There's just like a lot that can be said there. And it says a lot about a person's humor, depending on what they respond. And there's some people that say really weird shit where they're like, oh, like, so what, you're going to strip search me or something? And then you're like, okay, X, like you're weird.
What kind of good ones do you get?
I don't even know. Actually, I'm thinking about it. I have gotten no matches, like literally, period, on Hinge. Doesn't matter what it is. Maybe I need to change up my profile. Maybe I'm just fucking fugly. Maybe Hinge sucks. I don't know.
I think Hinge sucks.
It's been really bad recently. Like, I never get, or like somebody will just like a photo. Like, I get mostly just like likes to my photos with no message.
Conversation.
It's just starter. Like a lot. It's like, okay, so you're just saying you're pretty. That's it. Like, why are you on this app? Like, it's just weird.
Yeah.
I'm so slouched right now. I'm just realizing, like, I don't know why I always like conform to the microphone and then I'm like down here when it's like I could just lift.
There's like episodes where I've been like literally like this.
No, I kind of am like that. And I like just looked up, like my posture looks like fucking horrendous right
now.
I'm
just like comfy cozy.
Yeah,
for sure.
I get that.
I'm curious. I'd love to know how many of our listeners have like met a significant other on a dating app. And if you have, what app did you meet them on?
Yeah, I think people say a lot of times like, you're not going to meet your husband on Hinge, babe. Get the fuck off Hinge. And it's like, you definitely could. Like, it's a lot of people meet.
Yeah.
Especially, I just feel like I was like watching Sex and the City and they're like constantly meeting. The guys are just going up to girls on the street. And it's like, whatever. And I am like, I think that genuinely because of things like Hinge and social media, we have strayed so far from that as a society. Because back then, let's wrap this.
What we're talking about, Sex and the City, you watch it and
good
for me.
Yeah, that was really good going back to that. What,
you the, can't, we, guys, the camera died and we're like, what were we talking about? It was like 20 minutes ago.
You won't be able to think of the word like arm. Like, you're like, what's the thing that's attached to your fucking body? And it's like, we'll sit there for 20 minutes like, I don't know. We can't think of it. It's like, you just pulled that out of your ass. That's really impressive. You
wanna know why?
Why?
I stand on business.
Oh, okay, period. I don't. Anyway, I think it's honestly harder to date now because they were like complaining about how hard it is to date in Sex and the City. And I'm sure it is. Back then, I'm not saying it's not, but it's like men, I think, were way more likely to like approach you on the street and like people wanted to have more organic conversations because there's no option. It's like you're not pulling bitches if you don't go up to somebody at a bar, if you don't go up to somebody on the street. There's no other option. You can't go on your fucking phone and go on Hinge or like Instagram DM somebody. But now it's like, I think everybody feels like, oh, I have that to fall back on, so I can just use that. So it's like, that's become the very normal way of dating. It icks me. And like, I was like, for a while, like, embarrassed that I was using Hinge. But now I'm like, that's just how people date, which I don't love, but you got to just accept
it. It's so crazy too, though, because in that show, they get set up so many times. No one sets anyone. I've never been set up. I don't know anyone who's ever been set up.
Me neither. Nobody sets anybody up. It's like, yeah, you could fully have like two single friends, like a girl and a guy, whatever. And it's like, nobody's like, hey, we should put them on. Like, I think they would like each other. It is really, really weird. I don't know. It's odd. Like, I want to go back to like organic. I just like an organic way of meeting. And I think, I mean, everybody does. Nobody's like, I really want to meet my husband on Hinge.
Everyone says I love an organic way of meeting, but no one tries to like approach people organically.
Yeah.
Like, you're never out there. Like, I want to meet someone at the grocery store, but you're not going to talk to someone at the grocery store. This blue.
No, they're white. I think that the lighting in here just making them look like that.
I haven't.
No, they do look kind of blue. I see it. They're just like so violently white that they kind of look blue. Oh,
I like those. I'm so sorry for the I'm just not.
Well. I know. But no, I agree. I think everybody obviously would prefer an organic meet, but there's nothing wrong with using Hinge. I just think that's how like dating culture has become, especially in like a big city. Maybe if you're in a small town, it's like a different story, but here it's like, that's just how it goes. And I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah. I would love if anybody wants to set me up, DM me if you have like,
it's the fact that we've put out like, what, 45, 50 episodes of this podcast, probably asked to be set up every
Nobody does.
We have all these listeners and nobody has one person.
This is the thing. I think the girlies listening are in the same boat as us. Like, they're like struggling, like dating, whatever. So it's like, if they had a good guy in their life, they would fucking date him. Unless like, but like, do you not have a brother?
That's what I'm saying. And I know people have brothers, and I'm so sorry. I'm not gonna. We've gotten a couple messages. They've been short.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't read them, but yeah.
I would send it to you if it was relevant.
Okay, period. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. It's so much fun with this episode. I think this was a good little topic.
Yeah, now that we're ahead, we can get back to talking about our lives every once in a while, because I'm assuming you guys like that, because that's what we get most responses to.
Yeah.
But we had so many back-to-back to catch up that we just had to take a little break, but I'm sure we'll get into more stuff next week.
Yeah, when we film next week, I'm sure some shit will go down this week that
I'm sure it will. Yeah.
Bye, guys. See you next episode. Love you.
Oh, sorry.
Follow us on Instagram,
TikTok, Delusion Diaries Podcast, and YouTube. And bye.
Leave us a rating review. Bye.
Apple Podcasts and Spotify.